And then the remote learning, if, for example, we are informed that our numbers are high enough with the number of COVID cases within our school district and we can't have school for the district, all kids may be at home. Or with the remote learning, it could be where we have a particular classroom that has a high number of students who have been exposed. We may just have that certain classroom do remote learning and the rest of the building can still come to school. It's all going to be based upon input that we receive from public health, because when these situations break out, Department of Public Health is going to be our first call, and we're going to look to them as health professionals to guide us through this.